All right, let's jump into this deep dive. We're headed to Mallorca, but not for the usual tourist stuff.
Not just beaches and resorts this time.
Right, we're gonna uncover what makes this island tick, you know, like the real Mallorca. And you guys gave us some awesome sources to work with.
Yeah, we've got a great mix.
First up, discovering the world through experiences. This one's all about, well, a totally different way to travel, right? More immersive.
Experiential, they call it.
Exactly. And then we've got the web experiences, which is like a travel brochure, super curated
Lots
stuff.
of visuals in that one.
Oh, yeah. And tying it all together, La Luxure experiences. This one showcases a company called La Luxure. They do bespoke adventures.
Like tailor-made trips, huh? Sounds fancy.
So get ready to discover Mallorca like a local. We're talking insider tips, hidden gems, the whole nine yards.
It's not just about seeing the sights, but really getting under the skin of the place.
You hit the nail on the head. Discovering the world calls this experiential travel, and it's all about, well, less sightseeing and more storytelling.
I like that.
Instead of just looking at a vineyard, imagine you're actually sitting down with the owner, sipping their wine while they tell you all about their family's history, like generations of winemaking tradition.
That's the kind of depth we're after. And that comes from local knowledge. All our sources stress that.
For sure. And speaking of local knowledge, La Luxure seems to get it. They present themselves as like the architects of your Mallorcan adventure.
Not just booking flights and hotels.
No way. They're crafting these experiences that, you know, really match your own interests.
Like a personal adventure designer. I love it.
So where does this whole bespoke adventure begin? Looks like Palma, the island's capital, is the place to be.
Both brochures, the web experiences and the luxury experiences, suggest Palma as a base. But they make it clear, it's not just a typical city break.
Oh, absolutely. Palma is described as this blend of like historic elegance and modern Mediterranean vibe.
Sounds like a good mix.
Right. But it gets even better when you start going beyond the city itself.
Exploring further afield.
Yeah. Picture this. You're strolling through history, uncovering all these hidden stories in the narrow streets. The web experiences even suggests a guided walking tour of the historic downtown.
Led by someone who knows all the ins and outs, I bet.
Definitely. And for those who love art and history, museum hopping in Palma sounds amazing, especially with La Luxure. They can get you priority access so you can skip the lines and just soak it all in.
It's like getting the best of both worlds, isn't it? You get to dive into the past, but with a touch of modern convenience.
Totally. You're immersed in the city's history, but without the usual tourist hassles. But of course, Mallorca is so much more than just Palma. And that's where those personalized itineraries from La Luxure really shine. They seem to have this knack for taking you off the beaten path, drawing on all that local knowledge.
Creating truly unique experiences. The web experiences highlights a bunch of activities, like something for everyone, really.
Yeah, like for history buffs, imagine sailing on a traditional Mallorcan layu. It's this beautiful wooden boat with a rich maritime history.
Not just a boat ride.
It's like a journey through time, feeling the same winds that sailors felt centuries ago. And for the adventurous types, kayaking to these hidden coves.
Only accessible by water.
Sounds exhilarating, right? Or how about this? Drifting over the island in a hot air balloon, taking in those breathtaking views.
Seeing everything from a whole new perspective.
Exactly. Mallorca unfolds beneath you, like a patchwork of turquoise waters, rugged mountains, and charming little villages.
These diverse experiences tie into a key principle of experiential travel, you know, like discovering the world talks about.
Yeah, finding activities that resonate with you, letting you connect with the destination on a deeper, more personal level.
Exactly. And speaking of connecting on a deeper level, both web experiences and the luxury experiences really play up Mallorca's food scene.
Oh, yeah. It's not just about delicious food, though. It's about understanding the island's culture through its flavors.
Like discovering the world points out, food is a vital part of any culture.
And Mallorca is no exception.
Definitely not.
We're talking about an island where culinary traditions are woven into its history, its people, everything. And the web experiences lays out some seriously tempting culinary adventures. Imagine strolling through a bustling local market.
Not just as a tourist, though.
Right. You're alongside a private chef who knows all the secrets, introducing you to the freshest ingredients, the most flavorful spices.
Maybe even some secret family recipes.
Who knows? Maybe there's a cooking class involved. Or check this out. a wine tour that takes you beyond the usual tasting rooms,
visiting both historic and avant-garde wineries,
showing you the full spectrum of Majorcan winemaking. It's not just sipping. It's about the passion and expertise behind each bottle.
Adding a layer of understanding, right? Connecting with the people and the stories behind the food and wine.
It's about savoring Majorca with all your senses. But it's not just the classic stuff. La Luxure seems to be really good at digging up the unexpected, you know?
The off-the-beaten-path adventures. The ones you won't find in any guidebook.
Exactly. La Luxure Experiences shows how they cater to individual interests, crafting experiences that are truly unique.
Like, they have this smuggling history tour. Who knew Majorca had that side?
It's like they're saying, whatever you're into, we can create an experience around it. Kind of like what we're doing with this deep dive, taking your specific interests and sources and crafting this unique exploration just for you.
Now, that's a great parallel. But there's one more thing about La Luxure that I think is really interesting. They're really good at using technology.
Right. Discovering the World talks about how technology is changing travel, and La Luxure seems to be embracing it.
Making everything smoother and easier.
Yeah, streamlining the planning process,
but
not in a way that replaces the human touch, you know?
More like enhancing it.
So they're using technology to make the experience better while still putting those local experts front and center.
That's pretty awesome.
Now, before we get into the specifics of what La Luxure offers.
You know, this brings up an interesting thought. We've been talking about this new way to travel, right? One that puts experiences first, not just checking things off a list. And it seems like Majorca is the perfect place for that, especially with a company like La Luxure crafting these tailor-made trips. But what does that actually look like, you know, in practice?
You're so right. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. The Web Experiences breaks down their Majorca stuff into a few main categories. We've touched on some of them already, but let's dig in deeper.
Okay, first up, we've got Rediscover Majorca. This is all about going beyond Palma, finding those hidden gems.
Getting a taste of that authentic charm away from the tourist crowds.
Exactly. And La Luxure offers a whole bunch of options here, from personalized itineraries to like concierge services. But there's one that really caught my eye. Discover Majorca, a symphony of land, sea, and sky.
Whoa, that sounds incredible. I'm already picturing it. Hiking through those mountain villages, sailing along the coast, maybe even ending the day with a hot air balloon ride. Talk about a multi-sensory experience.
It does sound like the ultimate way to experience all the different sides of Majorca. And it's a great example of how La Luxure weaves together different activities to create, you know, a truly immersive trip.
Okay, so venturing beyond Palma is great, but we can't forget about the city itself. The Web Experiences has a whole section called The Heart of Palma. They're reminding us that it's much more than just a starting point.
Totally. Palma's got history, culture, and La Luxure offers some really cool ways to experience it all. We've mentioned the walking tours and museums, but there's also this one called Palma's Places of Interest.
Ooh, that sounds mysterious. I'm picturing hidden courtyards, those architectural gems tucked away in narrow alleys, maybe even some local hangouts that most tourists never see.
That's the beauty of this type of travel, right?
Wow.
Uncovering the unexpected, those little gems that make a place truly special.
Okay, I'm ready to switch gears now. Let's talk food. I see the Web Experiences has a section called the Mercado, which I'm guessing is a local market.
Given La Luxure's focus on culinary experiences, I doubt it's just a quick stop for souvenirs. It's got to be a deep dive into Majorca's food scene.
You think so? I can imagine a tour led by a local expert, you know, someone who can introduce you to all the freshest ingredients, the best spices.
Maybe even share some family recipes.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Learning to cook traditional Majorcan dishes using all those local ingredients is the kind of experience you take home with you.
The flavors, the techniques.
Yeah.
It becomes part of your own culinary journey.
Okay, back to the brochure. After the Mercado, there's a section called Unleash Your Inner Chef or Mixologist.
Mm-hmm.
Now that sounds like my kind of adventure.
So it looks like La Luxure offers private cooking and bartending classes. Mm-hmm. Hands-on, interactive, a fun way to explore Majorcan cuisine.
I'm already picturing myself whipping up some tapas, mastering paella, maybe even creating the perfect Majorcan cocktail. It's not just about eating and drinking. It's about understanding the craft, the tradition behind it all.
Engaging with the local culture through actually doing something, you know, creating something with your own hands and then enjoying the results.
And if you have dietary restrictions, don't worry. La Luxure's got you covered. They even have a class called Gluten-Free and Vegan Pastries. A masterclass.
It shows how they really pay attention to individual needs, making sure everyone has a great experience. Imagine learning to make those delicate, flavorful pastries, all with plant-based ingredients.
It's a dream come true for anyone with a sweet tooth who wants to explore vegan and gluten-free baking. Speaking of sweet stuff, let's not forget about Mallorca's wine. There's a whole section about a wine lover's journey.
Ah, yes, the vineyards. We talked about them earlier, but it looks like L'Luxure goes beyond the typical wine tasting. They focus on visiting both historic and avant-garde wineries, which I find really interesting.
It's not just about trying different wines, it's about understanding how winemaking has evolved on the island. You get to experience the traditional methods alongside the new innovative techniques.
It's that added depth and context that L'Luxure brings, right? It's not just about the what, it's about the why and the how. And the brochure says that local knowledge makes a world of difference. So I'm guessing these tours are led by real wine experts.
I can picture it now, sipping wine, overlooking those rolling vineyards, while a local expert tells you all about the unique terroir and the history of winemaking in Mallorca. It's about connecting with the land, the people, the traditions that shape those flavors.
It's the full story of Mallorcan wine, from vine to glass.
Okay, I'm feeling adventurous now. What about those seeking thrills? What does the web experiences have for them?
Well, there's a whole section about activities that fall under Discover Mallorca, a symphony of land, sea, and sky. We already talked about hot air ballooning and kayaking, but let's see what else they offer. First up, a day of indulgence in the majestic Mediterranean Sea.
Now, who wouldn't want that? What exactly does it involve?
It sounds like private boat excursions, exploring the coastline in style. I'm picturing myself on a luxurious yacht, maybe sipping champagne, cruising past those hidden coves and beaches.
Escaping the crowds and experiencing the beauty of Mallorca's coastline in a whole new way. You're not just looking at it, you're immersed in it, feeling the sea breeze.
A luxurious way to reconnect with nature, a sense of freedom and tranquility.
And a nice contrast to the more active adventures we've talked about. Speaking of contrast, the web experiences also mentions a more traditional sailing experience, nautic heritage, the Mallorcan laúd. This is our chance to sail on one of those beautiful yachts we talked about.
Exactly. A glimpse into Mallorca's maritime history. Imagine being on deck, feeling the wind in the sails, just like sailors did centuries ago.
Stepping back in time, experiencing the true spirit of Mallorcan seafaring. Now, this next one is intriguing. The shadows in the sea, smuggling in the history of Mallorca. That's definitely not your typical tourist activity.
I know, right? It seems like L'Luxure offers tours that explore Mallorca's secret past, those hidden coves and shores once used by smugglers.
Okay, I'm hooked. Do you think they take you to the actual smuggling routes? Those secret paths carved into the cliffs? Maybe even share some real-life stories of daring escapes and hidden treasures.
It's like something out of an adventure novel, exploring a side of Mallorca that most people never see. It's a reminder that every place has its secrets.
Now for something completely different, soar above the island, a different perspective. I'm guessing this is about all sorts of aerial activities, from hot air ballooning to who knows what else.
It's interesting that they don't give specifics, right? Leaves it open to the imagination. Maybe helicopter tours, paragliding, or even a flight in a vintage aircraft.
Whatever it is, the views must be amazing. Soaring above the turquoise waters with the wind in your hair, seeing the coastline and the mountains, it's like a bird's eye view of Mallorca.
It's all about those wow moments, right? Those experiences that change your perspective and stay with you long after the trip is over.
Okay, let's come back down to earth for a moment. What about cycling in paradise? I know Mallorca is popular with cyclists, and it seems like L'Luxure caters to that.
Oh, definitely. Mallorca is a cyclist's dream, with all its different terrains, from challenging mountains to those scenic coastal paths. And L'Luxure offers guided tours that take you to some of the most beautiful spots.
I'm picturing myself cycling through charming villages, smelling the orange blossoms, or maybe tackling a mountain pass with those breathtaking views. It's about experiencing the island at your own pace.
Connecting with the natural beauty of Mallorca, feeling the fresh air, the rhythm of the island. And for those who prefer a slower pace, there's paddling in the Mediterranean paradise.
Kayaking. We mentioned it before, but I'm always up for more details. What makes this experience so special?
Well, they specifically mention kayaking because it allows you to get to those hidden coves and sea caves that bigger boats can't reach. Imagine paddling through crystal clear water surrounded by cliffs. It's peaceful and immersive.
The perfect escape from the everyday hustle and bustle. Just you, the kayak, and the sea. A chance to disconnect and reconnect with yourself.
It's about those moments of tranquility, appreciating the beauty of nature.
Wow, we've covered a lot. From history and culture to adventure and cuisine, Le Luxure seems to personalize each experience. It's not just a list of things to do, it's a tailor-made journey.
And that's what makes it exciting, going beyond the superficial, creating memories that are meaningful and unforgettable.
So what does this mean for our listeners? It means you don't have to settle for the same old tourist traps. You can choose to travel differently, to experience a destination authentically, to create a trip that's truly your own.
And while Le Luxure focuses on Mallorca, their approach can be applied to travel anywhere. It's about being curious, seeking out unique experiences, connecting with the heart of a place.
It's something we can all do, whether we're exploring a far-off island or finding hidden gems closer to home. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier. You said Le Luxure doesn't just focus on the, you know, big flashy experiences.
Right, right.
They also value those smaller, more intimate moments. What did you mean by that?
Well, while the web experiences shows off all those incredible adventures like the hot air ballooning and sailing, Le Luxure experiences really highlights the importance of like slowing down and savoring the simple things.
I see.
They talk about exploring those local markets, connecting with artisans, even just wandering through those charming villages.
Yeah, yeah. Just taking it all in.
Exactly. Sometimes it's those unscripted moments, those chance encounters that really stick with you.
You know, I totally agree. I remember this one time I was traveling in Italy, stumbled upon this tiny little trattoria tucked away on a side street. It wasn't anything fancy, but the food was incredible. And the owner, he spent like hours just chatting with me, you know, about his family, the history of the restaurant. One of the most memorable experiences from that whole trip.
That's exactly what Luxure Experience is getting at. It's about being present, being open to those, you know, serendipitous encounters, the ones that really connect you with a place and its people. It's about those experiences that make a destination feel less like, well, a tourist spot and more like a home away from home.
It's a good point. Experiential travel doesn't have to be extravagant.
Not at all.
It's more about like shifting your mindset, being open to those authentic moments, the unplanned stuff, engaging with a place on a deeper level, going beyond the guidebooks and all that.
And it's important to remember that travel is personal. What resonates with one person might not do anything for another. It's about finding what speaks to your interests, your values.
So true. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. Imagine yourself in Mallorca, or really anywhere in the world. What experiences would excite you? What hidden gems would you seek out? What stories would you want to hear?
It's a great question to think about, because at the end of the day, the power of experiential travel is that it can change not only how we see the world, but how we see ourselves. It pushes us to step outside our comfort zones, embrace new perspectives, and connect with the world in a way that's, well, just more meaningful.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And if you're feeling inspired to start planning your own Mallorcan adventure, definitely check out Le Luxure's website. Tons of info and amazing pictures. Until next time, happy exploring, everyone.